So, Naked Jen, here's my very brief thought for you and why I thought it was a good idea for us to talk before you take another job, which is, I think if you're not playing around with AI, you should be doing it. What's amazing is it hasn't gotten any new capabilities. I mean, it's gotten a lot better in the last 3, 4 years or whatever. But there's a lot of development that had to happen in the brain to really start beginning to think of things that you can do with it that are like interesting. And I'm getting to the point now where I could see a person like you having a trip with this stuff. It's like a wishing well. It's like you go into it and you say, I wish I always had a piece of software that did, and then you describe it. You press return. It tells you what it thinks. Like, oh yeah, maybe we could do that. I've never heard it say that. I've heard it say, well, would you like to do it now or wait till like next week? I could do it for you right now. See, the only thing that's missing, that you would be missing there, is knowing how to take what it gives you and run it. But you see, that's a problem I would love to see. I already know how to do that. Okay. It took me a while to figure out how to get it to tell me something that I would know how to use. That took a while because I just, like, I don't know. I never understood how I put together software, to be honest. And I certainly didn't understand how it did it. See, it's teaching me about what I've been doing for the last 50 years. It's not that it's doing it, but because a lot of the rules have relaxed, have changed. Things, I wrote this yesterday. It was a big piece. A really big piece is that things that used to be hard and used to be obstructions are now easy and are no longer obstructions. I just had this random idea. What if you had a chat program? Let me tell you the story. What if I had a chat program that only worked with RSS? Now, I actually know what that would look like because I once did one that only worked with JSON. And it was called JSON.chat, and I had to move it this week from a dead server to a live server. And so I was forced to think about it, and then it didn't run on the new server because the new server wasn't exactly like the old server. And so there it is sitting there, like being like really obscenely broken for stupid reasons. Anyway, so that got me going in a different direction. And I came up with RSS.network. And I asked ChatGPT to give me a, what would you call it? Scorsese does these things. I had it in the piece yesterday. It was a walkthrough. It was like a storyboard. That's the word they use. It's a simple storyboard. Just here, take this, put some words into it. Here are the words, and change this name to that, and then give it back to me. I took it. Way less than a minute to do it. And I gave it the screenshot of a chat program. I said, just change the words. That's all. I want to see what it looks like with my words in it instead of theirs. Then I said, oh, I see. This isn't actually all that hard. A couple of hours later, I had gone out for a walk. A couple of hours later, I come back and I go over to Claude, which is my other friend. Claude's my best friend now. And I may go back to ChatGPT. But for right now, Claude is the one. For doing serious work, that's where I go. And I said, Claude, here's the screenshot of the thing that ChatGPT just made for me. And it's like a program that I'm interested in making. I know how to do the back end. And this is how I want the front end to work. Could you give me a piece of, could you write this software for me now? Sure. It did. Put it over, drag the file out. It just actually you don't drag it. I said, would you please give me that as an HTML file? Okay. A minute later, there's the HTML file. Save it to my local computer. And this is what I do. I double click on the file. It's called demo.html. There's the app. It's running in my fucking browser. Now, Naked Jen, I know you can do that, okay? Number one, I know you can do what I just described. I know it. You're smart. I mean, that's the reason I like you're smart and you have a sense of humor and you don't take yourself very seriously and you love Jerry Garcia, and I'm only now understanding what the hell Jerry. I was listening to an interview with Dan Rather interviewing Bob Weir. Sorry. My brain does this. I get hung up on things like that. And it's like, I don't know if I'm going to find it or not. You know, it's getting old. So Dan Rather interviewing Bob Weir, and he said, well, did you feel like you were the sidekick, the number two guy? Because Jerry Garcia, everybody thought, was the leader of the band. And so the camera, like, is focused. It's a really good camera, too. I mean, the person running the camera knows what they're doing, and it's, like, right there. And you can see every... This was probably 10 years ago or something. I mean, he got a lot older than this. This was when he was, like, you know, really old. And he says, you know, it's not exactly like that. You know, Jerry was more like an uncle. And there was no leadership in this band. You have to understand that. He goes, and he doesn't go much further than that. And I thought, oh, I think about all the interviews I've ever heard with Jerry Garcia. There wasn't a single one where he was serious. I mean, this is a guy that's joking around all the time, but in a very intelligent, thoughtful, artistic way. I mean, you know, it's like there, but he's definitely not the guy that runs things, right? He contributes, and he has to sign off. Like, they're not going on a tour unless he's totally on it, you know? In that sense, yes, he's not the leader, but... And then he said, well, what was your relationship like with Jerry? He said, we were best friends. Excuse me. And I also believed that. I fucking believed it. It was like, yep, that's who he is. So you like that. You fit into that. This is great because that's what I want to do. I want to thwart all the people that are going to try to turn this AI thing into a billion, maybe it is inextricably a billionaire's thing. Maybe. Maybe we're all, I don't think they're tricking us yet into how to build their future. Or I don't think they know how to do that yet exactly, because they don't know what they're doing. But I have this idea about what you're doing. Okay. And I think I just gave you the template. I think that's all you need to know. Light up Claude, say, hi, I'm Naked Jen, this is what I'm into. And you could write one of those very long things, and you could say, I want you to remember that, okay? That's the first thing you do. You do one of your long, you don't have to write it down, just narrate it into your phone, you know? And then, what is that word that I use? Where the fuck is it? Okay, we'll get there. Give me a sec. I don't think I'm going to make this a blog post, by the way. I'm really serious about that. Okay. Yes. Then ask it, once you're done with your first session, ask it to create a file called handoff.md. And what that's going to do, and you say, in handoff.md, I want you to write down everything that, if I had to launch another thread of Claude, everything that it would need to know to be able to start off where we are finishing right now. That's it. And then next time you go in there, you say, you drag that file into the browser and you say, read this. And don't worry, get the beginning. Right at the very beginning, it says, hey, this is Naked Jen, and this is what she does and how she relates to us. And these are the things she wants you to know about her so that we don't have to start off from scratch every time. And you keep doing that every time. And maybe you don't want to save what you did in that last session, so you don't save it. That's it. And you save it on your local hard drive. You do all this shit. You got to do it on your desktop in front of your computer because you're going to need all the tools that you have there just to get acclimated. And then eventually, once you're doing it, you can... Well, you'll figure it out. You're building systems here. That's what you're going to do. And you're that kind of person. You're always building systems in your mind, Naked Jen, and you can't get everybody to do what you want them to do. I'm the same way. But this is one place where you can get what you want. All you have to do is be good at describing it. And that's why in yesterday's piece, I wanted to include the actual text that I wrote into And at that point, when I entered that text, I didn't give it any sort of handoff.md. It had no idea who I was. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? It's like if you don't remind it of who you are, it's like it does remember some things about you, actually. But it's very hard to predict what they will be. And, you know, it's like it's not good at that. But with this method, it's very good. It really works. But I think you have, I don't know what kind of job you're looking for, but I don't think it should be, well, I shouldn't say that. I mean, I don't, maybe you want a job that I don't think is like this, but I think you should at least have the option of doing this. There's all kinds of stuff you can do here that people will pay you for, because we're in that mode right now. It's just like the job that you were hired for in Santa Cruz, where you worked for Keith, what the fuck was his last name? Keith something or other, who had that company in Santa Cruz where you were working for. That's why you came to BloggerCon. That's how you knew you needed to meet me. And that's how we met with Grace Davis and blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history. We're continuing to make history. You know, still a little bit of room on the runway. And I'm still learning from Bob Weir. I have and Jerry Garcia, and I'm sure the rest of them too. I'm just going through it in a very sort of like, okay, now it's time for me to learn about the Grateful Dead. That's it. And I've been doing that for like, I don't know, 50 years. But this is a whole new thing. I've got my daily walk that I take, and I'm curating what goes into that Grateful Dead folder in my Amazon Music thing on my, what kind of phone is this? Android phone, which is my primary phone, by the way. So, mostly because I like the plastic case that's around it. And I haven't been able to find that case for my iPhone, which I also carry with me because, why? Because I use an Apple Watch. There's no point having an Apple Watch unless you've got an iPhone in your pocket. Damn you. Anyway, not damn you, but damn whoever it is that made it that way, but I understand why they did it. All right, Naked Jim, I will talk to you later. Bye.